This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Get Serial with Ben,
Tom
and Bram
on Syn.
Ooh, yum.
90.7. Welcome back to Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram. Hope you're well. Hope you're doing good.
I'm doing well.
Tom and Bram, we've got a special guest in the studio with us right here, right now. It's Essie Holt and... Essie, hello. Thanks for joining us. G'day, on the program. Essie.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for having me.
So, you've had just a lot of success, definitely early on in your career. Three songs, almost had 500,000 streams, which is pretty mind-boggling. And I guess I'm just curious, like, where do you see that and how does it kind of further motivate you to keep creating music and so forth?
Thank you. It's been really nice. I guess putting out the first song was kind of testing the waters as to the sound and how people were going to respond to that. And it was nice when it was connecting because that was a sound that I'd kind of been working on for the last couple of years and feeling really confident about. And I guess just kind of refining that as each single goes on.
Now, some of the music, you've written with Lanx, you've also written with Mark, who's Fractures.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of curious, what strengths do they have and what do they kind of bring out of you when you write with them?
They're incredible songwriters. I really admire them because they can wake up on any day and be able to write a great song, whereas I kind of feel myself, creativity sort of comes spontaneously and, kind of getting into that habit where I'm not forced to write a song but where I'm actually, I'm going to write a song today with them has been really good. Yeah, it's helped a lot.
That's awesome. You've recently toured 10 shows around Australia with Lanx and Ting James Organ, and you've got the Better For You tour coming up as well. What can we expect from that?
Yeah, well, the Lanx tour was so great. We got to play the show back-to-back for a whole month, which was really fun and feeling really good about the show now. I've got my own show coming up on Thursday. It's at the Workers Club, and I've got some really cool supports, Sania and Charles opening for me. I did the Lanx tour as a duo and this headline show is going to be as a full band. So got some live drums happening for this one, which I'm really excited about. And, yeah, just testing some songs from my upcoming EP.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. It seems like you've actually had quite a lot going on recently. And you got quite a bit lined up as well. You've toured with quite a few pretty big acts, including Eilish Gilligan. And Northeast House Party. If you were to play a dream bill with three other artists, who would they be?
That's such a good question.
We're kind of curious here in the studio. Mm. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite questions to ask.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And you don't get like an instant answer either. Takes a little while.
I actually reckon I could answer that like instantly. Okay. I thought about this the other day, actually. And it'd be probably my three favorite female Australian songwriters at the moment, / for the last few years. It's Megan Washington, Missy Higgins, and Emma Louise. Oh, I love them. I think they're incredible. So that would be a really fun lineup to be a part of.
Would you say they're
really
your...
cool people as well.
That's awesome. Yeah. Would you say they're your musical inspirations?
Definitely, yeah. Washington and Missy Higgins are incredible and growing up were huge, huge part of, influencing my sound and making me want to be a songwriter. Yeah.
Cool. So one of the reasons we're here today, we're talking about the Better For You tour that's happening at the Workers Club on Thursday, this Thursday, so be there. You won't regret it. Just wondering if you can tell us a bit about that song. It was the newest single you've released and kind of what it's about.
Yeah, I started writing it about a year and a half ago. I used to live in Brunswick and I had this really nice little room at the front of the house where all this light would kind of be flooded in. And one day I was like, I'm just going to sit at the piano. And I just started writing this chorus, which was exactly how the chorus is now. It was initially called Effigy because there's a lyric in the second verse that says effigy. And I was like, that's the coolest word in the song. I'm going to call it that. But I think Better For You is kind of a more appropriate title for the song. And then I finished it with Mark Zito, who is Fractures. And it was really great to sort of get a production bed happening and having that sound influence the rest of the writing, which is that's how I love to write now, having sort of that musical bed and then these sounds that trigger things in my head as opposed to me just sitting at a piano playing some chords. Yeah, it's been good.
And this is one track that's going to be off the upcoming EP. Now, is that for next year's release or?
Yeah, I'm working on it at the moment. I want it to be 6 tracks. I've got 5 tracks locked down, and I'm thinking I'm probably going to write a 6th, another one. Like, there's a few in contention, but I reckon I'll have another one. And yeah, that's going to be out hopefully early next year, I'd say, aiming for March. That's you can awesome. Hold me to that.
We look forward to it.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, it's interesting with release dates because you never go January because it's holiday season.
Everyone's away.
Everyone's away.
Yeah.
March is pretty good. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm just curious, you and a lot of other artists, like you've played with Angie McMahon, you've all kind of come up at the same time. Is it quite amazing just to see how everyone's kind of being really successful together?
It's so nice. Yeah, I think we've all been doing it for a really long time and really stuck to it, and you know, we've kept getting better, and it's so exciting, especially with Angie, just to see her have the success that she's having at the moment. I saw her last week at the Forum and I think she sold it out, and it's really overwhelming to see, you know, her 12 months ago playing smaller shows and now, yeah, her having her own massive audience to play to. It's really cool.
So cool.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And in the studio before, we were mentioning Laneway. Was there any Laneway acts you would be maybe curious that might be on the bill at 8 o'clock?
Oh, who do I want to see up there this year, next year? Oh, can I come back on that one?
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Come back to it. Well, for now, we're going to hear Essie Holt's new single, Better For You, right here on Get Serial Tuesdays with Ben, Tom and Bram, Sin 90.7.
G'day, you're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7 with Ben, Tom and Bram. We have Essie Holt in the studio with us, and we just interviewed her. Exciting news about her tour, and that was just her song, Better For You, which is wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
For those tuning in and who would like to see your show, where can they book tickets, and where is the show as well?
I'm playing this Thursday night, which is coming up really quickly. It's a bit nervous. I'm a bit nervous.
Exciting.
It's a bit exciting as well. it's at the Workers Club. So from 8:30 p.m, there's Sania and Charles are my amazing supports, and then I'm on it around 10:30. You can grab tickets on my website, which is seholt.com.au.
Not to be missed. And you also have a really good live presence as well. So I definitely recommend that people go as well.
Thank you.
Now, there is something we were just talking about in the studio that's quite funny. You have an Instagram famous dog.
I do.
Can you tell us about that?
He is my favourite thing in the world. His name's Leonardo the French Bulldog.
Oh.
And he's 3 now, but when he was a puppy, I was posting a lot of photos of him on my own Instagram. And then I kind of thought maybe I should just start his own so that I'm not spamming my followers with dog pictures every day.
Yeah.
Which I still do, basically, on a daily basis, but it's fine.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. So my dog's got his own Insta, and he's got like over 30,000 followers now somehow.
That's amazing.
yeah. He's pretty cute, that's what I think.
And awesome. Didn't he get shared by, was it Shay Mitchell or someone
yeah,
famous?
Shay Mitchell from the show Pretty Little Lies.
Yeah.
Which I've never actually watched, but at the time I think she had like 10 million Instagram followers. She's got a lot more now. Yeah, and she reposted him, so that helped a little bit with his followers.
Do you feel a little obligated to go watch Pretty Little Lies now?
I kind of do, yeah. That was a few years ago and I still haven't, though. Maybe one day.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Now, there is another coincidence that we're tossing and turning about, talking about on air, but there is a relation in this studio. Do you want to allude us to that?
There is. Ben is my brother.
Hello.
Ben Holt, Essie Holt.
That's right. Didn't see that one coming, listeners.
<Yeah. laughs>
Nah, yeah, that's right.
It took me by surprise as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had no idea, did you, Tom?
No,
I've
I didn't.
I've only known you 15 years.
No.
Nah.
Well, actually, Tom and I went to school together as well.
We did,
so
yeah.
Whoa.
Same year as my nice sister as well.
Yeah, I was in the same year as
yeah. Ash, if you're listening,
Ash,
hello.
Hey, Ash.
Yeah, it's a small world, isn't it?
Mm,
Everybody's
it is.
Connected.
Yeah, welcome to the Nostalgia Hour.
It is, yeah. We're going back down memory lane.
Yep.
Yeah. It has been, in all seriousness, being your brother, it has been quite exciting to see how far you've gotten with your music so far.
Thank you.
And I think there'll be more exciting times ahead.
Yeah.
So, yeah. hopefully a festival as well.
Festivals is definitely the goal. I would love to start playing some festivals really soon.
Yeah, so I guess that's another question I had just in terms of just some goals you've got moving forward. A festival would be one of them.
Yeah, well, I want to get the EP out. I want to play some festivals. And then, yeah, I guess the ultimate goal would just be able to have people come to a show in any city of the world. That'd be pretty cool, I reckon.
Yeah.
Have people come to Berlin, New York.
It'd be amazing.
I mean, that's a pretty big dream, but that would
be almost cool. Bizarre, wouldn't it? Like, any city, it's just complete strangers. And
nowadays, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and they all know the words and so forth. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
It's been really interesting, though, because of the radio coverage some of the songs have got, to see it in the live space. And when the song starts, some people know it because they've heard it on the radio.
Mm.
That's always, and that's becoming more and more obvious now, like every show. So
yeah, I'm getting that a little bit with Magnetize. And now Better For You, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I wear these ears when I perform, so the audience is pretty dead sounding to me, but occasionally I'll take an ear out and I can see people like interacting with it and sometimes singing as well, which is really cool.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. Well, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
For your show on Thursday. So check it out. Essie Holt, the Better For You tour. It's at the Workers Club this Thursday, 20th. Be there. It'll be good fun.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.